Kevin's healthy, you go?
Kevin looked good. Again, if he feels good tomorrow, he'll go for sure. But he said he felt good. He went through the whole practice. I mean, we alternated him and Delonte a little bit. For the most part, he went through the whole practice.
So who you had on green of those who you're looking at to start there tomorrow? Or?
Yes. Earl, Kevin, Damian, Wheezy, and probably Nick. I'm not sure. Robert is very doubtful, and I don't know what Kurt's going to be like. So I would say, you know, very likely Nick.
What's the situation
with
Kurt?
I don't know. Just pulled up a little bit toward the end of practice, so we'll see.
How's Jeff? Green, Jeff.
I thought he looked decent. I didn't talk to Mike yet, but I mean, I didn't see him, you know, missing any parts of. He was splitting time with Wally, but I think. He got through the whole practice. I didn't see him pull up, and I didn't see anything noticeable. So it says, I mean, obviously, if he doesn't get through the practice, that's not good. But even if he does, then we just see what he feels like, you know, on the plane and when he wakes up tomorrow. But I mean, he looked, based on the way he practiced today, he looked good. Unless either of them swell up or don't feel well tomorrow, they'll both play.
How do you feel about the matchup against Denver and good to get things going?
Well, good to get things going for sure. You don't feel good about a matchup with Denver. I mean, I think they're one of the better teams in the league last year. I think they're a very good team. I mean, they got two of the better players in the league. Two all-stars for sure. And the other guys are good. They're a little thin at point right now, which, you know, is unfortunate for them. I mean, they're playing a couple guys down in the backcourt. But, I mean, if you can slide AI back as a starter, that's a pretty good thing. The guys who had been out looked pretty good. Like, Kenyon came back, and he looked pretty good to me. Obviously, their front line is very, very good. I mean, Marcus and Kenyon, Nene, Eddie Nara, Steven, they can throw some guys out there. They have a lot of big bodies on the front line. Melo is, you know, pretty much gone to the next level. I thought he did even last year. I mean, he went from being one of the better young players in the league to he's one of the better players in the league. He had a great summer for USA Basketball, and he's just really a challenge because he's so big and so strong. He's a little bit like LeBron, but I mean, he's kind of a, you know, he's different. He presents more. He can score inside. He can shoot three-point shots. He's good leaking out on the fast break for those early post-ups. He's a good passer when you double team him, and he's good putting the ball on the floor. He kind of just bulls people. So I mean, he's really a problem cover. He's big enough to shoot over usually the smaller, quicker guys, and he's too physical for them. And when you put a bigger guy on him, he's quick enough to put it on the floor, and he can go outside. He also can get down the floor. I mean, I don't think there's any question. He's one of the better players. And I don't know what he made all NBA last year, but I would think he would have been in that mix. If he wasn't last year, he will be this year. I mean, he's literally one of the premier players in the league.
Can you talk a bit about Jeff Green, how he's came through the preseason, and how you feel he's played coming into the regular season?
I thought he's done a good job. I think that in asking him to play a little bit at two different spots, that probably made it a little more challenging for him than you'd like to do with the rookie. But, a couple of the teams we had in the preseason, B, a couple of the teams we're opening up with right away. We just looked at him. We said, you know, there's a chance we're going to play small against a couple of these teams from a matchup standpoint. So that meant we had to look a little bit at Jeff and Wally at playing that position. So I think that, you know, put a lot more on his plate than you like to put on a rookie's plate early. Kevin was pretty much locked in. Whether it was two or three is the same position. So I think that was a challenge for Jeff. I thought he did a good job. I just think that those guys were really helped by the combination of the two summer leagues. They got a chance to play a decent amount of games right out of the chute. And then USA Basketball, Kevin even more so because it was a longer experience. But Jeff getting selected for the select team and getting to play with that. I mean,